It is Let's Talk here on a Monday morning. Jeff and Scott with you off some open phone time coming up in the final couple of segments this morning. And, yep, it is going to be a hot day. We'll talk with Joe Bastardi tomorrow morning about the local weather and probably the national weather as well during our extended weather forecast chat. Again, that'll be tomorrow morning now.
Hot day, hot week. Now, it's going to be a hot week for two reasons.
Yeah?
All right, yes. 90 degrees or better every day this week.
That's hot.
Into Sunday. Again, we're talking a week, not a day or two, a week. Yeah, that's hot. There's one hot week. But I tell you what, if you're in the neighborhood, and one thing that we think is pretty hot, it's Happy Valley Restaurant Week. And the Ironhead, if we agree on one thing, we both like to eat.
You got that right.
Okay. So we want to welcome Maggie Anderson from Happy Valley Restaurant Week. Maggie, first off, good morning. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
This is a fun week, which is actually, you guys are lying, you know, it's more than a week, all right? It's like 9 or 10 days or something like that. It's already started, all right? So, folks, we're going to fill you in here. This sounds like a lot of fun. First off, Maggie, if you would, tell us something about yourself, your background or something, and maybe give us sort of a history on Happy Valley Restaurant Week, because this isn't the first time you folks have done this. Tell us about yourself and about the week.
Sure. Thanks. So I'm a townie. I grew up in Bowlesburg. I left for school, but came back because Happy Valley is the best place to live. So I've been back for more than 10 years and working in local media as a journalist and marketer. So I've always loved food and especially our local food. So having the chance to really push out our restaurants like this is so fun. So this event was run by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau. It was then the Visitors Bureau, as you may remember. And folks who have been around a while probably remember Happy Valley Culinary Week. So we decided to revamp it a little bit, especially post-COVID. So many things had changed, especially for restaurants. And we wanted everyone to be able to participate. So it's not just the three courses at the same price at every restaurant, because that doesn't work for every restaurant. We have so many different kinds of restaurants here. From the fine dining to the fast casual, everything in between. So we said, just come up with something fun, something super creative, just have fun with it in this time that's a little bit slower in our town before we really hit festival season. And so that's what we see from the chefs, a lot of creativity and just wanting to celebrate our local culinary scene.
Well, that's true. The latter half of June is kind of quiet around here. Yeah, we hit July. Mm-hmm. 4th of July is big, and then the festivals come, which is huge, and so on. So you picked a good week, although 92 degrees like every day, Maggie. Please tell me all the restaurants. Please tell me all the restaurants are air conditioned.
I can't necessarily promise that, but you certainly don't want to be cooking this week, right?
Oh, you got that right.
There's a thought.
Yeah. Time to get out.
You got that right.
Yeah, actually, yeah, it's like, folks, don't fire up your oven at home and it heats up your house. Not a bright move. Now, you folks have quite a lineup of restaurants. Now, first off, how many restaurants are involved with the event this year?
This year we have 30 restaurants, which is the most it's ever been, so we're very excited about that.
That's great.
And located where exactly?
Yes, it spans the whole county. So we are in Phillipsburg all the way over to Hublersburg Inn and the Super Duper Cafe in Milheim, so and everywhere in between.
Cool. Okay. Now, I mean, the idea is not to go to 30 restaurants, all right? This is not like a bar tour, or is it? I don't know. What would you folks
tell you I can do it.
You could do it.
Easy, yeah, I'm going to try.
How are folks supposed to sort of handle Restaurant Week?
Yeah, so if you head to our website, happyvalleyrestaurantweek.com, and click on restaurants, that's where you'll see all of the participants and what they're making. So it's, you can kind of pick and choose, plan out your week, you know, see who's open when. Not everyone's open on a Monday, but if you're going out tonight, there definitely are places to check out. So you can kind of see what strikes your fancy. And everyone has something a little bit different. It's just so fun.
And it is interesting because every now and then we'll talk about like the local music scene. We have some amazingly talented musicians, like extraordinarily so, in this area. And I think sometimes we take stuff like that for granted. And you can go right down the line. Same thing with artists, same thing. Well, we have some outstanding, and I do mean like outstanding world-class chefs, culinary artists, if you will, in the area. So it is neat that we get to kind of showcase local folks who really do have a unique talent. And it is a skill set to be a great chef. That is not something that is just, man, you just snap your fingers and voila, there it is. So I do like that we have a week like this to really celebrate some folks that do some extraordinary work in our area.
Absolutely. And to just give them a chance to say, hey, whatever you've been dreaming about, just do it for 10 days. Just have fun with it. So they really get into it. And something we've been hearing this year that I think is really neat is that the whole kitchen staff has been getting into it at a lot of places. So it's not just the head chef, but it's hearing from all the other people involved in making the food, what their ideas are. So you're getting to see all sorts of people's ideas coming to the plate in front of you, which I think is really neat.
Now let's mention the website. You folks have a special website just for this. HappyValleyRestaurantWeek.com. Folks, figure out how to spell restaurant. Okay, HappyValleyRestaurantWeek.com. And Maggie, you folks put out like a media release, and you've got a quote in there from one chef who referred to this as the Super Bowl. Now, is there some kind of is there competition or something going on here? How does that work?
Well, not officially, but I think the folks at State Burger Co. Consider it a competition, at least. So, yeah, that was from our friends in Belfon at State Burger Co., and they really go all out. They like to feature kind of fancy desserts that you would not expect, and this year they've actually done a burger and milkshake pairing. So there are three different sliders paired with three different milkshakes. They are in wild flavors. There's a wild boar slider, Highland cattle. It's so fun. They just really go all out. So they are closed today, but you can get that starting tomorrow. And I just think it's going to fly out the door because it's totally shareable and just a fun thing to go.
Wait a minute. There's a wild boar slider?
Mm-hmm.
What do you,
yes.
Maggie? Do you know what that tastes like? Wild boar? I've never had that.
Oh, it's wild, my man.
Wild.
I haven't gotten to try it yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
I mean, hamburger I get, buffalo or bison I get. I've never had wild boar. Whoa, that's
you haven't cool. lived well, until you've
had
apparently a little wild boar, lived. My friend.
Okay,
come
very
on.
Mind. I don't know, Maggie. I mean, again, 30 restaurants, that's a lot. And in your media release, you mentioned different places. Do you want to highlight? All right, you just highlighted one with the wild boar. Is there some other interesting culinary delights that you want to mention that's going to be highlighted as part of the deal this week?
I could talk about every single one. It's hard to pick and choose, but we're seeing really creative things from everyone, including at Central Reservation in downtown State College. Chef Jonathan there is making a cipino, which is a fisherman's stew that is so delicious. So it's full of shrimp and clams, mussels, a piece of halibut in this just luscious tomato sauce broth that it's to die for. And I think that will be really great when it's so hot this week. A lot of these things are focused on summertime flavors and summertime ingredients, like the folks at Pine Grove Hall and Pine Grove Mills. They're all about the local sourcing. And so they've put together a duck toast that's kind of a cold dish, so that's going to be really nice this week. And it's cornbread layered with cold smoked duck with pickled onions, this delicious red pepper rouille sauce. So it's just all kinds of things. on the menu this week.
I'm drooling. I'm absolutely drooling here. Now, I tell you what, we got some time here. Maggie, I'm assuming you have the whole list. Would you mind mentioning all of the participating restaurants that are part of Happy Valley Restaurant Week? I'm assuming you have a list of all of them there.
Yes, and folks can go find this at our website, happyvalleyrestaurantweek.com, but I'll be happy to share all 30 restaurants that are participating this week. So, Alloy Kitchen at Titan Hollow, American Ale House and Grill, Bell City Bites at Big Spring Spirits, Bill Pickles Tap Room, Carter's Table, Big Dean's Hot Chicken, Federal Tap House, Gigi's Southern Table, Central Reservation, Happy Valley Brewing Company, Highway Pizza Pub, Grace Restaurant at the Carnegie Inn, Kublersberg Inn, Mama Lucretia's Pizzeria and Italian Restaurant, Legends, Pine Grove Hall, Refarm Cafe, Ouf Bouf et Bacon, that's the French diner downtown, State College, Robin Hood Brewing Company, Super Duper Cafe, State Burger Co., Tasty K., The Cake Shop by Tati, The Blonde Bistro Brewworks, The Corner Room, The Naked Egg Cafe, The Field Burger and Tap, The Tavern, Webster's Bookstore Cafe, and We Are In. That's the list, isn't it?
Wow.
It is a great list. And I got to tell you, so as you're reading through, I've been to a lot of those, but there's some there that I've never visited and I've thought about. It's like, man, at some point, maybe my recommendation, and we're going to do this as you're reading through it. I'm like, you know, we've been talking about, we want to get to, there's a couple of places there in particular that I'm like, you know what, we're going to make that happen this week. So maybe if you're out there listening and it's like, man, yeah, one or two of those places, it's like, yeah, we keep thinking about it or we've heard about it, or maybe, you know what, what was that place she mentioned? I never even knew that one existed. Look it up. Maybe give it a try. Try maybe going outside of your, you know, normal comfort zone. Yes. With these are the places we go to. Boy, this might be the week to just, yeah, you know what? Let me go try something different, something new that is available in our area, and give it a shot. This maybe would be the week to do that. So that's just a little suggestion from your old pal Ironhead.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah.
I'm going to take my own advice.
Now, Maggie, again, if I'm understanding, this is a special week, and you just listed 30 restaurants, and it's not a situation where the 30 restaurants are just going to do what they've always done 51 weeks of the year, and that's the usual stuff. They're going to have special stuff, right, that's only going to be available this week. Am I understanding that right?
That's right. So, yeah, it's now or never, although it's not really never. We have seen a lot of restaurants use this week as a trial for new dishes, so see how it goes during this week, and then they may add it to the regular menu if it's really popular. So if there's something you see that you really think you want to try, make sure you get out there and let the restaurants know that you like it. So it may stick around if we tell them that.
Cool stuff. Now, once again, folks, the website is happyvalleyrestaurantweek.com. All of the restaurants are listed there. Lots of other stuff about the week is listed there. Again, Maggie, this runs through Sunday. Is that correct?
That's correct. And on our website also has when places are open, because they're not all open all the time. And that's one reason we wanted to include two weekends. Through Sunday, we've got a whole week to get out there and taste all these delicious things.
And again,
or as many as you can.
From Phillipsburg to Milheim to Hublersburg and, of course, State College. That's a big piece of ground. Folks, yeah, it's going to be 92 degrees every day this week.
Hopefully you don't want to be in the kitchen.
Hopefully you have air conditioning in your vehicle, all right, so that you can go and visit these places, because this sounds like a lot of fun. This is pretty cool.
Very cool.
All right, well, Maggie, we appreciate your time this morning. Stay cool. Keep all the chefs cool. I don't know. I've seen some of those cooking shows on TV, the ones where the chefs go crazy and they do goofy stuff. I'm hoping our folks aren't going to do that. All right. But this looks like a lot of fun. So this runs through Sunday, folks. Check it out. Maggie, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it as well.
You're welcome. All right, folks, no excuses. Don't let the weather be an excuse. All right, get out and enjoy this, because again,
no, it's all the more reason to do it. I'm in agreement. You don't want to be having to prepare stuff in your kitchen. Get out and support some of the local restaurants. And again, this is maybe a good week to that place that you've been thinking about. At some point, we got to try it. Maybe go do it this week.
Cajun shrimp pasta. Oh, that sounds really good. New York strip with jumbo shrimp and lump crab. Oh, sign me up, baby. All right.